Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4811.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Oh, geez. Stanley. When I was a kid, I was absolutely obsessed with comics and superheroes in general, and I guess I still kind of am. But his take on creating a hero that is also still very human, with, I guess, like the best examples like Spider-Man, he got me into art, he got me into drawing, he got me into storytelling. So yeah, that's pretty much the significant influence he had with me.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a storyteller. I want to work with movies. I enjoy animating.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Shy, good listener, humble, and ambitious at the same time. I think that might be a little bit of a contradiction, I'm not sure.
What types of things make you happy?
Hanging out with good friends, good conversation, just a typical Saturday night, I guess.
What types of things make you sad?
Anything to do with, like, I guess, abused animals or something like that. I really like animals, I guess.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
In my junior year of college, I started doing 3D animation. So I would say that distinguishes me. Not a lot of people know what goes into 3D animation. Not a lot of people can do it. How I developed that attribute was I took two classes. That was all that they offered. And then after that, I've just been teaching myself how to do it for the last 3 years.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Sense of humor. I think people take the world a little bit too seriously. Loyalty, definitely, especially to your friends. And the ability to laugh at yourself.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
The quality I like best in myself is my ability to listen. The quality I like least in myself is, I suppose, I'm kind of a perfectionist.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
The values I'd like to pass on to my own children would be to always try new things, and when they have children, to support their children in whatever interests they have, even if they don't fully understand the interest.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
When I was a kid, for my birthday, it was when I got my first bike. It was special to me just because I had hand-me-downs, and this was like the first actual new thing that I had ever gotten.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Video games, drawing, reading comic books, running around.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book currently is A Song of Fire and Ice, the Game of Thrones series. The types of books I enjoy are ones with really good narratives, really deep characters that sort of like that cause people to discuss these characters as if they were real people. I don't have a favorite literary character.
What is the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was A Feast for Crows, and my favorite character in that book was Jaime Lannister.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The Avengers movie, and yeah, I really liked it a lot.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Football.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
For fun, I go to a lot of just gatherings with friends. We sort of sit around and drink fancy beer and talk about our lives. And for my hobbies, I don't know if I consider it a hobby, but I really like driving. Just like, I guess, like road trips or anything like that. Yeah.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I'm a creative person. How I express it, I create 3D animated movies and shorts to tell a story that I either think is funny or interesting.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, I had a pen pal from Japan who said that she thought I looked like Tom Cruise.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
Biggest risk I took was after I graduated, I moved off with only like $500 to my name, and the impact that it had on me was I found out that I'm more self-sufficient than I realized. Within a month, I had a job, I had an apartment, and I had a car. So, yeah, still though, that was like one of the most nerve-wracking experiences I've ever had.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Probably Stephen Fry. I've listened to a lot of interviews that he's given, and his opinions on I guess religion and people in general, I find just really interesting. I would love to meet the man and just talk with him for 20-30 minutes.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience you've had and explain its impact on you.
The first time I drank alcohol, I was 21, and I had never had any alcohol before, and obviously my friends were like, it's your 21st birthday, so you have to drink, and I learned very quickly that if you have never experienced alcohol before, that you need to pace yourself. So the impact I had that it had on me was a massive hangover.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
There was a sculpture called The Veiled Lady, and it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen anyone do with a piece of marble. They had sculpted a woman with a shroud over her face, and it's all sculpted in marble, and they have sculpted it so thin that it looks like cloth over a human face, and the detail and everything like that, I didn't think that, and how old the piece is, I didn't think that anything like that was possible, but it's so thin that light will actually pass through the veil. It's absolutely incredible.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
What would I like to be doing right now? I would like to be on a private jet going to some faraway location that I've never been to before.
What is your approach to life?
Don't take it too seriously. Hedge your bets, and yeah, pretty much that. Always have a backup plan.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I suppose it was, I was in college, I had a friend, and there was this huge, like, falling out with this person, and it was the first time that, I guess it was the first time that I had actually ever officially, like, ended a friendship. Like, I mean, people talk about, like, breaking up with significant others and everything and how that's normal, but I had never actually, like, ended a friendship face-to-face with a person before. And how that changed my perspective on life is, it made me a lot more thankful for the people that, for the friends that I still have in my life, and I guess it made me cherish those relationships even more, whereas before I was taking them for granted.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
When I was a teaching assistant, and I was teaching 3D animation, and helping this student in class understand this program when she not only had difficulty with 3D animation, but just like computers in general. And it was the most rewarding experience, just seeing all this stuff click in her head and knowing that she was understanding the material.
Who is your favorite actor?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pizza, wings, and beer.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, Monopoly.
It's a common answer.
I don't like it anymore, though.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I ever did was when I was 18. I lied to my parents and told them that I'd gotten a job up in the cities. And what I'd actually done was I don't like to say steal, but because I was 18, but I took my birth certificate and got my passport, and I flew off to Japan for 2 weeks with some friends without telling my parents. I didn't tell them until I got back, and because I knew that they wouldn't approve of me leaving the country. None of them have ever left the country as far as I know, and they're very kind of like, I guess, homebodies. But yeah, that's the craziest thing I've ever done.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Turn on my computer, check my email, and take a shower and coffee.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could just imagine a place that I wanted to be and instantly teleport there. Like if I wanted to go to Ireland or something like that, I would just think of Ireland and just boom, I'd be there.
What is your favorite season and why?
Fall because of Halloween.
What matters to you most?
Good friends.
What is the funniest thing to ever happen to you?
Okay, funniest thing to ever happen to me was when I was like 14 or 13 or something, I can't exactly remember, my mom made me go out onto the roof in the dead of winter, and I don't know why she wanted me to do this, but she wanted me to break ice out of our gutters, and I'm on the roof, it's snowing, it's icy, and I almost slip, and so to get back at her, I climb down and go inside, and I get a bunch of snow gear, and I wrapped it around a broom, and I took it up back up to the roof with me, and I told my brother to go get my mom because I wanted to show her something, because the biggest thing that she was concerned about was me denting her gutters. And so when she came to the door, it was night too, so obviously, you know, big safety concern. So when she got to the door, I called out, "I'm slipping, oh no," and I threw this thing off the roof in front of her, and my other two brothers were standing behind her, and she can't see them, and they're sitting there just like snickering hysterically. And she believed it for exactly 5 seconds until the thing hit the ground and she saw it was just a bunch of clothes. And then she was really, really mad, but we all thought it was hilarious.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I'm going to probably say, like, animal adoption is a big one that I feel really strongly about. I just love animals.
What is your favorite joke?
Oh, favorite joke. This was sort of like a pseudo joke that a comedian, I can't remember who it was, that said, I think it was Drew Carey, and he was talking about people getting offended about certain jokes and everything like that, and he was making an example that there's no such thing as a non-offensive joke. The only kind of joke that's non-offensive is usually not very funny. And so he said, if you want a non-offensive joke, here's your non-offensive joke. A person and a person walk into a place. And that's it. That's the joke.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I'd probably be Green Lantern just because I can fly and that ring is pretty cool. And I don't know if you know the powers of Green Lantern, but I guess anything that you can imagine, the ring creates. So that was like kind of a big thing for me. I thought that was pretty cool.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I was invisible, I would probably go to like some top secret government meeting or something like that to learn all the secrets that whatever country I happen to be in is keeping from the people.
Why did you choose videography as your line of work?
It's something that I just find really interesting. Taking pieces of video and just the technical side of it, it's like, I guess, a really nice brain challenge.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? And why would you choose this career?
If I could choose a different career, it would be something to do with the video games industry, either a animator or designer, or even if I was just like doing like advertising campaign for them, I would choose that career because from what I've heard, it's just a very interesting field to get into, and just watching how it's evolved from, I mean, I remember when the original Nintendo was out and Super Mario Brothers was like the thing, and now it's like, you know, you're controlling almost a photorealistic person on the screen and everything like that. I just think that's just crazy and amazing and cool.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Work. I would be at my computer working on either videos or doing something like that. I just absolutely love what I'm doing, and so I really can't imagine doing anything else even 10 years from now.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening, I would consider staying in, a bottle of wine, some type of cooking. I'm not very good at cooking, but you know, whatever she can make, I guess. And just having like just a really good conversation, a really nice like one-on-one. No movies or distractions or like cell phones or anything like that. No television or anything. Just, you know, two people spending time with each other.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Sense of humor is a big one. Just because if she can't laugh at herself or at my terrible jokes, then it's not going to work. And there obviously has to be some sort of like mutual attraction. Not just I have to be attracted to her, but she also has to find me attractive, because, you know, that cuts both ways.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I suppose the nicest thing I could do for my significant other that I can think of is sharing an activity with her that she really loves, but I'm not too keen on. like if I haven't tried it or something like that. Basically giving one of her passions or hobbies a try.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the donor program because I honestly don't plan on having children. But at the same time, I guess I have that drive to like leave a part of myself behind or something like that when I'm gone. And also if it's actually going to help a couple who otherwise can't have kids, then that works out best for both parties involved.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4811.